So that was from Genesis chapter 1, right at the beginning of the Bible, verses 1 to 12. And this reading just comes from Psalm 24 and verses 1 and 2. And it comes from the International Children's Version. The earth and everything in it belong to the Lord. The world and all its people belong to him. He built it on the waters. He set it on the rivers.
So we're just entering the main part of the property here.
Nice. And,
yes, it's actually 15th century, most of it, but some parts go back, yes. And very spacious, very central location. So just come onto the market now. So, and they've just had an extension of... Oh, I'm so sorry. I wasn't expecting everyone here. Oh, I thought it was just going to be us three. I'm really sorry. We'll have to reschedule another time. I'm so sorry. Really, apologies, everyone. I thought, given it was the weekend, it would be a bit quieter, especially on a Oh, yeah, okay, right. Now I see what went wrong there. So sorry, everyone. Well, I should probably introduce myself. My name is Ezra, and my name is I work as an estate agent. And that means my job is to help people buy and sell houses. And it's a really amazing job, because people, when they get their house, it's theirs. And that means that when they've got it, they can look after it. And do you know what they can do? One other thing with it, they can do this. They can tinker with it. They can adjust things. They can pull out wires. They can pull in wires. They can do extensions. Children, do your parents ever do jobs on the house?
No.
Yeah. No. Yes. Do they make you do jobs on it? No. Oh, wow. Okay. I was expecting yes. Definitely spend many hours putting cables through houses. But that is the amazing thing. And it's the same thing when you're a bit younger. You see, sometimes children come into the branch when their adults are looking at houses, and the children have got their own things, and they play with them while the parents are talking about it. And it's like that when you're small, isn't it? Because it's your stuff. So you take care of it, and you make sure that it's looked after and stored away. But also, it means that you can change bits, and you can move little bits of towers around because it's yours. But you know what? And I'm not supposed to tell you this. I think I might get in trouble with my supervisor if they found out. So we're going to have to keep it quiet. You look fairly trustworthy, I think. So, okay, here goes. Now, I help people buy and sell houses, but actually, everything belongs to God. Yeah, that's right. Everything belongs to God. How do I know this? Well, it's in a psalm. Psalm 24. And I think the words go a bit something like this. The earth and everything in it. There's another bit. Can you help me? The earth and everything in it belong to the Lord. Yes, that's right. Maybe we'll just say it one more time. The earth and everything in it belong to the Lord. Yeah, it's all God's. All the houses, the cars and the toys, even the people. It all belongs to God. And just like when we look after our things, like our houses and our toys, God looks after us, and also God has the right to say how we live. And we think, is that right? It is, because God is the one that owns everything. It's his. Now, notice today you're all having Harvest Sunday. But I guess the thing is, the thing from what I've told you, is actually it's not about giving part of what we have to God. That would be to let ourselves off a bit too lightly, because everything belongs to God. It's all His, not part of it. So maybe it's not about how much of my stuff am I willing to God, to give to God. It's about how much of God's stuff am I willing to hold back. Maybe it's something like this, adults. We think we're homeowners when we're actually tenants. We're actually tenants. It's all God's. I wonder what we're holding back from God. Everything belongs to God. But you might ask, Ezra, how do you know that? How do you know that? How do you know that everything belongs to God? Well, let me tell you. It's not because someone sold it to God. It's not because I sold it to anyone. It's because of this. It's because God made everything. Let me tell you a story. Now, sometimes in Helsham, people say, they look out over the hills, and they say, I remember that bit when it used to be fields. And this story is long before that. Long before all the houses, long before all the fields. Ever such a long time ago, the world was very different. It was dark. There was nothing there. It was completely empty. Until God said, let there be light. And just by speaking, light appeared. And then God said, let there be the earth. And everything appeared. The plants and the land and the animals and all the things where we get our food from were just made by God speaking. And God made us too. Just like in that psalm, the earth, let's say it together, the earth and everything in it belong to the Lord. Now, sometimes when I say that story to people, they go, hold on, Ezra, surely you don't believe in all that. Like, surely you don't believe that God made it all. Isn't there like science and didn't that make it somehow? But actually, let me tell you something. You see this building. You look around and you see how much care someone has put in to making it, to making those beautiful arches, all the hours that people have put in to make this building how it is. And that's just the back door I'm talking about. So much care. And then we look at the projector. The two projectors here. You think how so much care has gone into them. Look around at the world. So much beauty. So complicated. And the earth, as we stand on this ball of rock, just in the right place. Not too close to the sun, not too far away. And gravity. It's just right to hold us all together, and all the bits that put us together, just right. It's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. If you know that story, it's just right. And you think someone made this. We look around and it looks made. Now, when I look around at things, and I look at things that people have made, I can tell a lot about the person who made them, even if I haven't seen them. I can tell a lot about them. So the projectors, I can tell you that the people who made them must have known a lot about precision and known a lot about engineering. And some of the paintings in here and the stained glass windows, I look at them and I can tell that the people who made them knew a lot about beauty. Even though I haven't met them, I know that they knew a lot about that, and they knew how to make beauty. When God made everything, it was good. It shows us God is good. Now, when I said everything belongs to God, perhaps when you heard that, you thought, oh, really? I'm not sure I like that, that it all belongs to God. But God is good. Maybe that holds us back because we forget that God is good when we serve him. We think, I want to be in charge. It's my life and I can do what I want when I want. But God made everything. And God made it good. He's even better than we are. He's generous and gives us good gifts like food to enjoy and beautiful sunsets and family. What are you holding back from God? Well, I better be off. I need to go and sign some documents for some houses. Actually, let's do it one more time. The earth and everything in it belong to the Lord.